something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and we are delighted to have our very first HSE quit smoking team leader on the line, Graeme Newell.
Very nice to be here too, thank you.
Now, Graeme, this is going to be a stressful time in your life, but a brilliant time as well. Tell us exactly what you're doing.
I decided for the umpteenth time to actually stop smoking. I've tried before and failed. This time I decided I was going to engage with the HSE Quit team and use their services as much as possible to try and give up. My health was in such a state that no other factor was going to do me more good than actually quitting smoking. It was the best thing I could do for me.
Graeme, how long are you smoking? Do you remember the first cigarette you had?
I do, actually. Funny enough, I remember the first cigarette because it was many, many years ago. I'm 55 now, and I think I was about 12, and it was with a group of mates around the back of a school hall, and somebody introduced me, and I think I was nearly sick after the first time, and I wish I'd stayed sick, let's put it that way. Yeah. But now it got a hold of me.
Okay. How many cigarettes in are we now at your age in your 50s? How many have you smoked, would you say, over your lifetime?
Oh my God, I have no idea. But I've lined a few pockets, let's put it that way. It's in the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands.
And what happened health-wise that made you decide to do this? Did you get a fright or a shock or something?
No, it's a slow degeneration. And I think, as well, a lot of the publicity and anti-smoking messages were starting to really sink in. I don't think there is a smoker out there who really wants to continue smoking. I think there are very few. Most smokers want to stop.
Do you sometimes feel embarrassed to be a smoker now because so many people have become non-smokers?
Yes, you can feel like a bit of a dinosaur. All of a sudden you have to go outside when everybody else is staying, especially during the winter, this is more prevalent. But if you have to go outside and everyone else can stay in the warmth and enjoying their cup of coffee or whatever, and you're outside gasping for a... And even the smell as well. Even now, since I've stopped, I've noticed that I can smell other smokers a mile away, and I can't understand what the attraction was in the first place, to be honest.
Have you given up smoking now? You've already started, have you?
Yes, I've been off them now for just over 2 weeks. This is day 17 or 18.
And how are you feeling? I mean, doing a radio interview is a stressful enough thing to do. Is it stress or things like that that can be a trigger for you?
Yeah, the odd time. The first week, I was kind of glad I didn't have too many people around me because I was a bit grumpy. I was a bit grumpy for the first week. And then it has kind of eased. And as I was saying to the advisor from the HSE, which I must give a shout out to because they're brilliant people, they really can talk you through any crisis that you might have during the stopping. But it gets to a point where you find that you've forgotten about smoking, which was absolutely fabulous to go, oh my God, I've gone a whole day without thinking about smoking. It's a hard thing to do, but it's not as hard as your smoking brain is going to tell you it is.
What would you say, Graeme, was triggering your want for a cigarette when you were smoking? Because you are now a non-smoker, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it was stress and sometimes it was boredom. You know, it's counterintuitive. You'd say, okay, well, if it's stress, then it should be only when you're stressed. It shouldn't be when you're bored. But it's just the nature of the beast. I think when you smoke, you're only really returning yourself to normal. When you haven't had a cigarette for a while, you're actually dropping below normal. So you get this anxious feeling and this I need a cigarette feeling. So it's various triggers, but it basically comes down to the same thing. You need to top up your levels of nicotine.
And Graeme, do you socialise much? Obviously, pre-COVID, did you socialise much?
I did pre-COVID, yes. But no, lately, no.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has been, but anyway.
So going to the pub, that kind of thing, is that a place where you would have gone out for a cigarette?
Yes, but I wouldn't. There's no way now at the moment I would go anywhere near a pub. Not for COVID reasons, even if it was all completely gone and everything was open. I don't feel strong enough yet that I could actually go to a pub.
For fear that you might want a cigarette?
Yes, I think alcohol and tobacco go very well together. So it would be a bad idea.
And do you have family, Graeme? And if you do, how do they feel about you smoking and also giving up smoking?
they're happy that I've stopped smoking, yes. They're very supportive anyway.
So tell me this, what is your quit plan then with the HSE? What exactly are you doing? Because some people are using the nicotine replacement. Some people, I guess, go cold turkey, don't they, with this kind of thing. So what's your plan?
Well, I did try the NRT, the nicotine replacement patches, and I discovered I was allergic to them. So that went out the window. So this time I got a prescription for a drug called Champix, which you take for about a week before you stop smoking. And it gradually reduces your, I found it that anyway, it reduces your desire to smoke. So they have been fabulous. And I also have a backup, which is the lozenges, NRT lozenges. So if I get a really bad craving, which touch wood, which I will do, I haven't had so far, but they're always in my pocket just in case. I would recommend some form of NRT or Champix therapy over cold turkey. I know there are individuals out there that can do cold turkey, but I certainly am not one of them.
And you talked to me there about the stop smoking advisors. What exactly do they do for you?
Well, they'll chat to you. If you're having a crisis, they'll say, well, did you distract yourself? Did you have a drink? Like, they have methods of distracting yourself, or they call it the four Ds, distract, delay, drink water. And I can't remember. Oh, deep breathing is the last one. I find the drinking water is the one that works the most for me. If I have any kind of a craving, a glass of cold water now, it will take it away. And it's just, it will go, and it'll go quicker than you think at the time. You think, oh my God, this isn't going to go away. But it does. I found the Stop Smoking Advisor to be really great during this process. I mean, they're there at your beck and call for when you need them. And also they'll give you a scheduled ring once a week anyway, regardless of whether you want to talk to them or not, just to follow up on how you're doing.
And tell me this much, you mentioned there, Graeme, how you've tried quitting before. So what did you do the last time, and what has changed for you this time?
Well, the Champix is relatively new, so that's been the biggest change. I did cold turkey for a while. I got 2 months out of that. I did other patches and they were fine, and I got about 5 months out of that. So I was a constant quitter who didn't stop. Let me put it that way. I was stopping about 20 times a day. So this was a different approach. Also, I engaged with the HSE. I mean, you can sign up for your own quit plan using their website, and that's fine. You can go it alone, and they'll send you text messages and support like that. But I feel you need that support. Well, maybe it's just a lockdown thing, but you need that support of another human being who understands what you're going through and can help you through that process. I think that's highly important.
And are the texts useful? They are.
They're not the same as somebody asking you an actual question to your ear or your face. There's more an accountability in having to answer a human voice than there is in having to answer a text message. And the text message doesn't require an answer.
Give us your tips then, Graeme, for beating the cravings. What do you do?
I drink water and I go for walks. I mean, 5-10 minutes, that's all, and it'll be gone then.
Graeme, I want to ask you about changes that you've noticed, say, in relation to the amount of money you have in your pocket, or your sense of smell or taste, or how you're feeling health-wise. Are you feeling the benefits?
Oh, I certainly am. One, my sense of smell and taste has gone up about 500%. I ate a simple tomato the other day, and it was like I'd never eaten a tomato in my life before. I couldn't get over the flavor of it. I've taken up running now. I'm going from couch to 5K, so I'm taking it easy. But up to I stopped smoking, the only thing I could run out of was out of breath. So it's been a fabulous from that point of view. And just to be free of it, and as you say, the money you save amounts up quite quickly.
Yeah. Do you have a plan, Graeme, what you're going to do with the money you save?
Well, I've already spent part of it. I bought myself a bigger monitor for my computer, so that's one bit of it gone. I'll probably save the rest of it then towards a nice holiday when all this palaver is over with. Yeah, that would be my other dream.
And then the benefits, I suppose, Graeme, of being part of the HSE quit team. I mean, it's very public, and some people would say, oh no, if I fail, I'll make a show of myself. How do you feel about being part of this team? Does it help you?
It does. Well, it does, because it gives you an extra element of accountability. You feel more pressure. Well, I can't smoke, because if I smoke now, I look stupid. So that's one part of it. But if anything I say or do can help one other person stop smoking, then I'll consider all of this worth it. I mean, it's just such a bad, bad thing. I am absolutely, totally delighted I am part of the HSE quit team. It was great to be chosen as a quit leader this year.
Listen, Graham, we're going to wish you the very best of luck, and we're going to be checking in with you as well to see how you're getting on. Talk to you very soon, and I'll keep my fingers. You don't need me to keep your fingers crossed. You're doing fantastic. Keep drinking the water.
I'm okay now. As I said, I don't really think about it anymore, and that's the best bit. I've just kind of forgotten about it, put that behind me, and then moving on, you know.
After how many years of smoking?
Oh, God, you'll have to do the maths. I'm 55 and I was 12 when I started, so 55 minus 12 is 43, I think.
And 43. How many cigarettes a day, Graham?
Roughly 20, so, yeah, roughly 20. Sometimes more, sometimes less, but a good approximation would be 20. So, you can do the maths on that.
The local news agent would be wondering where you are. You're not in to get your cigarettes.
Yeah, well, even my local shop has said it to me, you're not buying the fags. I go, no, stop. Oh, fair play to you. So that was a nice little encouragement to get as well. You know. So.
Yeah. Well, fair play to you, Graham. You're a great man for doing this. Do you know, I've never had a cigarette in my life. Not even one.
Well, don't. I mean, that's the only mistake I made, was the first one. Yeah. I mean, I am convinced that if I had never taken the first one, I wouldn't be here right now. Or I would be here right now, but in a lot healthier condition. Yeah.
We were threatened by my mother. I think if she had caught us smoking, it would have been, I mean, the worst thing we could ever have done to her, because she was so against smoking. So I think it was more out of fear of being caught that we didn't start.
No, I didn't do that. I had that kind of family background where the father smoked, and he smoked unfiltered ones even then. I remember we used to borrow them, let's put it this way. And Jesus, they were killers. Yeah.
Well, she was totally against it because her father had died from lung cancer. So he smoked nonstop. I think he smoked something like, would it be 60 a day? Or it could be, he was an insomniac as well. So he smoked all day long and all night long. And there's not a photograph in our household that doesn't have him with a cigarette in his hand.
No.
You know, and he died young.
Family gatherings years ago, and you go in, there'd be a big kitchen or something, and everyone would be in the kitchen, and there would be a cloud halfway across the room, you know, just smoke.
So, no more, no, Graham. It's all in the past, isn't it?
Fine, strange, thank God.
Good man. Yeah. Okay. Listen, we'll catch up soon, and the best of luck, Graham.
All right, thanks
See
very
you
much.
Now. Thanks, Emil. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Absolutely brilliant. If you want more info yourself on how you can do it and quit smoking, the website is quit.ie. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.